Well, good evening and welcome to Silver Lake High School in Roseland, Nebraska for the premiere of our high school basketball on the breeze, 94.5. It seems like such a long time since before we brought you the football finals, but here we are for basketball kicking off and a fantastic doubleheader coming up this week. We got an excellent matchup to get things kicked off for us tonight. We have the Blue Hill girls basketball team taking on the Silver Lake Mustangs here at Roseland at Silver Lake. It's our first time here at Silver Lake, but we've called the team several times. Rob Oslin with you. Alongside is Tyson Hervonik, and can't picture a better way to get a matchup started tonight.
Yeah, right. This matchup on paper before the season started looked to be possibly a preview of the Twin Valley Conference Championship. Now, like we had talked about earlier, Blue Hill, they're suffering a lot. They have a few girls sick. They have some injuries. So Blue Hill's a little bit down right now, and that reflects on their schedule. But granted, Blue Hill has played a really tough schedule right now. They played Superior, which is a 5-0 team. They also had to play Hastings St. Cecilia, a Class D1 team, a 4-1 St. Cecilia girls team. They played Kennesaw earlier. So Blue Hill has played a really tough opponent. Meanwhile, Silver Lake, they are the runner-up Class D1 last year, and so they reloaded. They really did. And so this, like we said, looks to be a preview of the Twin Valley Conference Championship, and this is a really exciting way to get things started off with a breeze basketball.
And that's pretty much a bold statement, except for the fact that Silver Lake, runners-up last year, very solid ball club, and we'll talk more about some of these players, but Cammy Bruckman, absolutely phenomenal player last year. Bailey Morris, fantastic, and I love the play of Shelby Ruprecht. That's Silver Lake for you. Blue Hill comes at you, and on paper, like you say, they're a fantastic ball club. They are definitely a contender in the Twin Valley Conference. They're going to be there. However, tonight, as we get the season relatively underway, Blue Hill's coming at us with a few players down.
Mm-hmm. And that's just one of the things you expect this early on in the conference, and this is what's nice about basketball season, is that if you're down early, if you have girls sick, or if you have girls out, you're going to be able to make that up come time for your conference championships and your sub-district play. Like we said, Blue Hill is definitely going to be there. They have plenty of talent with Madison Coffey running the guard, Alyssa Willicott forward. You know, right now they're missing Alyssa Overy and Kristen Comacher, two of their starters. And so, you know, any time you take two starters out of that starting five lineup, your team is just going to struggle a little bit as far as gelling with you trying to get the six or seven girl coming off the bench and filling into that starting five role. But I think we'll see Blue Hill later on down the road. We'll see them start to gel a little bit once they get their starters. And like I said, I think this Blue Hill girls team is going to be there in the end.
The incredible thing is the fact that down the road, we're going to be reflecting upon this game.
Yeah, and you're exactly right with that, because this matchup, like we have mentioned on paper, you're seeing two teams that are bringing back a lot of athletes from last year. The Blue Hill is one of those teams that they are quietly one of the better teams with one of the more winning records in our area over the last couple of years. And so they've quietly built this program. They're under a lot of people's radar, and really these two teams bring in similar styles of offensive play. Now, granted, the Silver Lake defense, we're going to see tonight, and that's going to be one of the main things that I am so excited about watching, is the Keith Pro defense. He is one of the masterminds in Class D1 as far as running the 1-2-1-1 press and running it to perfection. So it'll be
absolutely, and that's the key to Silver Lake's success tonight. Is Keith Crow has got this team fine-tuned. I mean, he's looking at a senior-heavy ball club. And last year, state runners-up with a junior class. And now all of a sudden, hey, you know what? These girls are seniors, and they're going to play well. And they're doing absolutely. I mean, you've got girls like Cammy Bruckman. We'll talk about her in a little bit. 18 points a game.
Yeah.
For a girls' ball club, you know what? That's huge. That's significant. And Keith Crow has these girls fine-tuned. I mean, the guy, you know, the game is chess, not checkers.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Crow knows that very well.
Yeah, and I got to talk with Coach Crow a little bit before the game tonight, and one of the things he said, we have to continue to bring that defensive pressure. That's what we are based upon. That's, like you said, that's how their success is formed. And he said, that's one of our main focuses. But you return three, you know, all-state players in Bailey Morris, Shelby Rupert, and Cammy Bruckman. they're returning from their state championship run last year, so I think Silver Lake is going to be very scary, and they'll be very fun to watch in tonight's game.
Yeah, I tell you, Silver Lake is a very tough ball club, and Keithro was phenomenal. This game being early in the season probably bears down, you know, if you look at the long term, probably doesn't mean a heck of a lot down the road. I only say that because Blue Hill comes into the contest down a couple of key players, and that could weigh heavily upon them. However, the girls that they have filling in for those key players are pretty solid players, and they've done very well this season.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's just one of the things. I mean, anytime, like I said, if you lose, you're starting five, that's set way in advance, and then you lose players like that, and they're going to have a tough time filling in. But they're not bad filling in. They got Herrick playing, I believe. She's going to be playing some four tonight. Like I said, Alyssa Willicott started last year. But we got Maggie Coffey. She's going to be filling in, and Emily Hubble, I believe, as well. Is it Emily Hubble? Yeah, she'll be filling in a little bit as well. So Blue Hill, they can do that. They're one of the teams that has the athletes in place. We saw a lot of them during our volleyball coverage this year of just overall really good athletes, and they're able to fill in just fine. But like I said, it's a shame that they don't have their starting five in, because we could have been looking at a really, really good
match. Well, we're looking at a preview of that as we speak. But you mentioned, and you hit it right on the head, you've got a lot of these girls played volleyball, and it takes some time to make that adjustment from volleyball into basketball. In volleyball, you're standing in a relatively short court, and there's not a lot of running involved. When you get into basketball, well, then fitness becomes a key issue, and that's where the issue's going to lie.
And that's one of the fun things about high school sports, Rob, is the fact that these girls, a lot of them on the court, we're looking at a lot of them, they play the high school volleyball. It's a completely different kind of conditioning from whether you're playing football to basketball like the boys are going to be doing tonight, or whether you're playing volleyball from basketball. Your conditioning is completely different, and it's really exciting because you do not have a lot of time to prepare. And then, so right off the gate, that's why these games, just the early games, they're not, you can't weigh as heavily on them. That's why they have the conference tournaments and stuff like that later on. And so I think we'll be, like I said, we're going to get an exciting matchup to watch tonight.
Absolutely, and that's the key to it. That's what this match is all about. It's going to be fun to see how it all shakes down. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Kirk Chevrolet pregame show, and to let you know some of these key players that are going to be so significant in this matchup early tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School. Rob Eisman, Tyson Urbanek with you for the premier game of high school basketball coverage on The Breeze. We are so happy to be bringing this to you. We're so happy to be to have our sponsors that make this type of game possible. And we're going to be
Breeze
with you all throughout this basketball season. Tonight's matchup, the Blue Hill Bobcats taking on the Silver Lake Mustangs. We'll have the girls' game first. Our second half of our doubleheader will be the boys' game between Blue Hill and Silver Lake. So we've got a doubleheader of some serious basketball coming up tonight, and some serious players that are going to play a pretty significant role as we get in towards the postseason and the playoffs and the run for that state championship.
Rob, you're exactly right, and the Silver Lake girls are one of those teams that's going to be, they're definitely favored to make one of those runs into the state championship. Remember, these Silver Lake girls, they lost in the title game to Bancroft just 1 year ago,
yep.
And that defense is going to return and just to be a great source for those girls. But they return the guard, Bailey Morris, Shelby Rupert at forward, and Cammy Brookman at forward. Now, one of the things that, when I talked to Keith Crow earlier in the game, he said one of the things that we struggled with last year in the state championship game was our depth at the on the front court. They have freshmen, Mackenzie Scupa, very good freshman. She's, I believe, a six-footer. And they also have Cammy Gregg as well. And that gives them the much-needed depth they need in the front court. And that's a huge addition for the Silver Lake.
Well, that's Keith Crow's strategy right there, is to have that depth, because that sixth and seventh person off the bench is very critical to give your starters, you know, that rest and that ability. And the girls match up, that's very key, because you get a girl that's, you know, sixth or seventh off the bench, they're going to come up and they're going to step forward. And they've got several girls filling in, including a freshman as they've entered into the mix. And that's Mackenzie Scupa. She is going to do fantastic down the road.
Hey, Robin, you're exactly right. And especially the way Keith Crow plays his defense. When you play that pressure 1-2-1-1, your girls are flying around to the ball constantly. I mean, they're running all over the court. So they're going to need that rest. They don't play that man-to-man where they get to the half court, you know, and then they'll just stick on their man. No, they will play that 1-2-1-1 press very stifling. And I've heard opposing coaches refer to this as just swarming. They said no way that you can prepare for this kind of defense. It is executed to perfection, and it will be. We're going to get to see firsthand that defense tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Keith Crow. I would not want to play chess against Keith Crow, because the guy is phenomenal when it comes to putting this together. And yeah, you call it a 1-2-1-1, but it is literally a swarming defense. There is so much activity defensively for Silver Lake, and they always tell you in football, defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. Defense wins championships in basketball also.
But one of the things we're going to see from Blue Hill, which I think is going to be a counterpart to that, is the guard Madison Coffey. Now, she's a smart girl. She's going to be able to break out of that press. And then she's got Alyssa Willicott. She's going to be playing down low in the forward position. So we're going to see how well Blue Hill responds to get out of that 1-2-1-1 press, or we'll just say the Keith Crow Silver Lake defensive press that, like we said, has just been so stifling. But we're going to see Madison Coffey and Alyssa Willicott, two top returning players for Blue Hill. We'll see how they get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you this. This is going to be a test of Blue Hill's depth against this. Now, I will mention that a couple of their key starters are out, but in pregame, we're sitting here watching them, and they are actually warming up and playing. Alyssa Overy is a normal starter. She's out here warming up and practicing and doing a very good job. And she's just not at that starter level. She doesn't have that depth and stamina. She'll be in off the bench.
Okay.
That's going to be a factor, I think, during the road for Blue Hill.
Well, in this game, really, Rob, it's a huge measuring stick so early in the season. And really, for Blue Hill, it comes at a good time. So that, I mean, you know, we know it's early in the season. We know that it's not in that conference championship or the sub-districts play. They're going to get a good chance to get their bench to see a state contender tonight, and that's going to be huge down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Tim Streff is a pretty solid coach in his own right. I mean, he's done a lot of great things in his past, and he's got this team pretty much right. He was dealt initially a pretty solid hand, and now you get some injury, you get some illness mixed in, and now all of a sudden he's going to have to rely more on his backcourt to bail him out of this jam. Well, you know what? If that were my situation, I'd be pretty happy about that, because they got some girls in their backcourt. They got some girls down sixth and seventh on their bench that are going to do very well.
Yeah, make no doubt about it. I mean, we're going to see a Blue Hill girls team, which obviously has been down with injuries and sickness. But make no doubt about it, they have the athletes to step up. And I think we're still going to see a very good basketball game here tonight.
Well, that's exactly what it looks like. I mean, you've got the girls on the Bobcat side that are down and out. But you're seeing a lot of girls on their bench and their underclassmen who are saying, what a perfect opportunity to step up. And you know what? If they can do that this early in the season,
yeah.
Can you imagine what they're going to be like down the road?
That's exactly right.
You hit it right on the head when you were talking about the Twin Valley Conference Finals as we come down to it. I would not be surprised if these were the same two teams that we're going to see down the road.
That's certainly what it's shaping up to be, Rob. It's supposed to be, this was early on in the schedule, circled as possibly a preview of the Twin Valley Conference Championship, and that's why I'm so excited to watch these two teams in action tonight.
Well, you know, you got some pretty solid players. You got Alyssa Willicott on Blue Hill, averages almost 16 points per game. You've got on the Silver Lake side, Cammy Brookman, averages 18 points per game. You got some pretty solid top players, and typically at this level, you know, for basketball, the girls, you see a couple of standout players. Those players, those girls, you expect to stand up and do what they're supposed to do. It's the bench that's going to fill in. Where's those points going to be?
Yep.
Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. So stay with us. We'll be right back with our New Tech Seed starting lineups.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Here's our starting lineup for tonight for the Blue Hill Girls. The Bobcats come at us with forwards, Emily Hubble, she's a 5'7 senior. Megan Coffey will be the guard, she's a 5'5 junior. Madison Coffey comes into the contest as a guard, a 5'9 senior. And Christine Herrick will get the start tonight as a 5'7 senior. Alyssa Willicott, one of the full-time starters, is a 5'11 senior getting the start tonight. First Silver Lake basketball. We'll get to that here in a second. We're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll come on back and we'll give you our New Tech Seed starting lineup from Silver Lake right after this. It's High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball from Silver Lake. Here's our continuing starting lineup from New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. Silver Lake starting lineup looks like this, and it's a pretty power-packed lineup. You've got senior Cammy Bruckman as a forward. Junior Bailey Morris is your I think we determined her to be a point guard because she's a pretty solid player at 5'3". 5'11 senior is Shelby Ruprecht. Keep an eye on her. She's a solid ball handler when it comes down to the clutch. And senior Chloe Gibson is your forward as well. And senior Kayla Kim is your power forward. So we will keep you apprised on that. That's your starting lineups from New Tech Seed. We're just about ready to get underway for the first half of our doubleheader. We'll have Shelby Ruprecht on the starting tip-off, and she will get things going. It's going to be controlled early by Maggie Coffey of Blue Hill. Blue Hill will get things started off. Pass to Hubble. Hubble bounces it over to the left side, picked up by Herrick. Herrick taking the look now on the inside. Pass is going to be broken up, and Blue Hill's going to get it back, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds from Silver Lake. Silver Lake defense playing pretty solid to get things started. Madison Coffey will bring things in for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Back pass over to Maggie Coffey. Coffey crosses the center line. She's getting solid pressure from Bailey Morris. Morris tight on her. Pass inside to an open Emily Hubble. Hubble's going to pass it over inside to Alyssa Willicott. Shot from beyond 3-point. It's going to go off the rim from Madison Coffey. Rebound will go to Silver Lake. Silver Lake now loading up on the left side. Pass around to the right side now to Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman will bring it right back to Morris. Morris now will pass it down to the post. Shot from the baseline is going to be no good from Cammie Bruckman. Silver Lake will get the rebound and get right back to it. Chloe Gibson now works it. Pass over to Cammie Bruckman. Now it's back to Bailey Morris. Morris works down to the right side to Chloe Gibson. Gibson right back to Morris. Now Morris works the right side. Pass over to Bruckman. Bruckman's going to give it up to the top of the key. Blue Hill playing a solid 2-3 defense right now. Working it around to the left side. Bailey Morris now trying to eye the defense. Pass over to Kayla Tim. Tim tries to go inside. It's going to be broken up and picked up by Silver Lake. Bailey Morris now working over to the left side. Picked up. Bruckman now going to try to drive baseline. Meets double team. Going to pass it back. Wide open shot from the three-point lane from Bailey Morris is no good. Blue Hill is going to pick it up. Pass it over to the right side. Blue Hill's got it now on the inside. They're going to lose it at the baseline.
Right now, Blue Hill playing a very solid 2-3 defense. They don't want the Silver Lake forwards to get behind them, score some easy baskets. They're playing very solid defensively right now.
A little bit of time for Silver Lake to adjust to that Bobcat defense. Now, back to the offensive side of things over on the left side. Now, Shelby Ruprecht will kick it back out to Chloe Gibson. She'll pass it over now, working its way around to Cammie Bruckman on the right side. Top of the key now to Chloe Gibson, trying to work it inside to Ruprecht. Shot goes up off the rim from Chloe Gibson. It's no good. Shot will go in from Kayla Tim, who was there for the 2 points. And Silver Lake up on top, 2-0 now. Double team, a little bit of pressure. We're going to get a foul on Silver Lake. Blue Hill will get it. It's the first team foul for Silver Lake, and they'll call it, I believe, on Kayla Tim. Bobcats will get the inbound pass, works it inside to Caitlin Kumke now. Kumke now in the ballgame for Blue Hill. Foul was on Bailey Morris. Madison Coffey now works it inside, gives it to Alyssa Willicott. Down at the bottom of the scrum, Willicott's going to get a jump ball to her. Check that. That was Christine Herrick. Herrick could not get to it. And Silver Lake will have the possession arrow, and the Mustangs will catch a break up 2-0 here with 5:15 to go in the opening moments of the first quarter. Bailey Morris comes across midcourt, covered solidly by Maggie Coffey. Pass over now to the left side to Chloe Gibson. Back out to the top of the key to Morris. Morris up for three. It's no good. Rebound will go to the Mustangs. No good from Chloe Gibson. Foul called. Silver Lake will retain possession of the ball. Chloe Gibson will get it off the out-of-bounds shot. No foul called. Gibson brings it inside to Ruprecht. Ruprecht, or sorry, Tim. Tim has it picked off. It's going to be picked off by Christine Herrick. Sure pass over to the inside is no good. Blue Hill will get it back, and then it's going to be batted around. Shot goes up. No good from Christine Herrick. Foul called against Blue Hill. Foul is going to be called on Caitlin Kumke, I believe, and Silver Lake will take it back. It'll be Bailey Morris working it now to the top of the key, taking a look around at that Bobcat defense, pushes it around, tries to go to the left side, picked up by Chloe Thompson, back inside, shot goes to Kayla Tim. Tim's going to pass on it and give it right back to Ruprecht. Ruprecht had the position but couldn't get the shot up. Drive inside now from Bruckman. Bruckman's going to be blocked. She'll get her own rebound and put it up for two. And it'll be a four-point lead now for Silver Lake, up 4-0 here in the first quarter. Pressure on now. Maggie Coffey tries to work against Bailey Morris. Foul's going to be on Morris. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. No foul call. That's the case. Morris knocks it out of bounds. There is no foul, so the Bobcats will get it back, and it'll be Madison Coffey with the inbound pass, pushes it over to Maggie Coffey. Maggie Coffey now working against Bailey Morris, passes it over to the top of the key, picked up by Caitlin Kumke. Shot goes up, it's a three-pointer from Madison Coffey. It's no good. Underneath, the rebound gets picked up and put in by Caitlin Kumke. Kumke will get it and make it a 4-2 ball game. Bobcats now hanging in there. Ball brought back down by Bailey Morris for the Mustangs. Morris now eyes that Bobcat defense. Pass over to the left side. Chloe Gibson sends it across the court. back to her, and it's going to be picked up by Bentley Morris. Morris tries to go inside to Ruprecht. Ruprecht covered well by the Bobcats. Three-point shot goes up from Bruckman off the rim. No good. Rebound goes to the Bobcats. Down court. It's picked up nicely by Maggie Coffey. Coffey's going to hold up instead of pushing the issue, and the Bobcats reset. Christine Herrick now will work to the right side of the top of the key. Right back looking for it now, getting some encouragement from the team. Picked up by Emily Hubble. Hubble will get it back. Shot goes up in and around the rim. It goes. Christine Herrick will get it. Herrick will get the 2 points. This ball game's tied up with 2:50 to go in the first quarter at 4. Mustangs now working it around to the right side. Kayla Tim will send it right back to Gibson. Gibson back to Tim. Tim works it around the inside. Good pass and around. Kayla Tim will pick up the 2 points, and it's a 6-4 Silver Lake lead. Pushing it up quick. Here are the Bobcats. Slipped up. Alyssa Willicott couldn't get it. She'll give the 3-point shot away to Coffey. Coffey shot is no good. The Mustangs will pick it up. They'll push it up, and in it goes from Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman will get the shot from the Mustangs and put them up 8-4. Solid play, timeout on the court. Solid effort all the way around from Silver Lake, making the most of their opportunities already.
Nice little job by Blue Hill, especially on that last run of things. Blue Hill puts the shot up immediately. You see Bruckman take off on the outlet pass, so if the Silver Lake gets the rebound, they got that outlet pass there on the fast break. Right now, we're seeing a very good job of Blue Hill's defense. They're rotating around very well. That 2-3 zone seems to be working for them. And Blue Hill controlling the pace defensively. They're not letting Silver Lake get to the pace they want. Silver Lake would rather play this game fast, fast-paced, easy layups, things like that. Silver Lake, or Blue Hill, excuse me, slowing them down right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Blue Hill defense doing a great job. And you expect Silver Lake to be racking it up, but we'll get back to play now. 8-4. Silver Lake on top, Blue Hill with the ball. Pass inbound to Kumpke. Kumpke works around, now getting double-teamed. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds and turned over. And that's a solid defensive play for Silver Lake.
Yeah, it really is. They put the pressure on you. You notice that there was nobody open in the low post. They immediately brought one of the guards up there to double-team as she was driving up the lane.
And just kind of funneling over to the side and forcing the ball out of bounds. And Silver Lake is going to turn it over right now and right back to Blue Hill. Pass inside. Good work and a foul called. Maggie Coffey got the pass from Christine Herrick, and Coffey makes a drop and gets the point. It's an 8-6 ball game, but Coffey's going to the line.
Yeah, just simple play right there, Rob. Silver Lake just sets up in their offense. Pass goes off the shoe. Now all of a sudden Blue Hill's playing a good transition game, gets a 2-on-1, and they're able to get the easy bucket and the foul.
Carmen Grigg coming into the game for Silver Lake. For the free throw shot, Maggie Coffey. Coffey goes down, puts it up, and it's in the net. Solid 3-point play for the Bobcats. 8-7 is our score in favor of Silver Lake. Good press down from Bobcats. Working it around now from the top of the key is Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman now looking for some help, calling some shots, trying to get that Mustang defense, the Mustang offense, rather, in position. Pushed over to the left side. Ruprecht now will send it to the top of the key. Chloe Gibson is there. She'll make the give to Jenna Grayville. Pass is going to be picked off by the Blue Hill Bobcats, and the Bobcats drop it in. Solid shot. Christine Herrick was there for the pick and the two, and the Bobcats have their first lead of the night. 9-8. Tight defense now by the Bobcats has turned the tide in this ball game. Silver Lake now with the ball. Cammie Bruckman now working at the top of the key. Pass inside to Ruprecht is no good. Bruckman's going to drive baseline. Inside, it's going to be knocked away. She'll be called for the travel in the process, and the Bobcats will get the ball.
Good transition game so far from Blue Hill right now. They're taking the turnovers as they get them, and they're turning them into fast break points on the other side of the court.
That's just it. If you can make those transition points into points, you're doing a great job. And right now the Bobcats have battled back and got back into this game, up 9-8 as we speak. Inbound pass now from Madison Coffey. She'll reach it to Emily Hubble. Hubble now will pass it underneath, picked up by Willicott. Willicott's going to pass it over, and Madison Coffey will bring it up. She'll finally kick it back over, picked up nicely by Kumke. Kumke works to the left side. Megan Coffey tries to go inside, makes a good feed to Alyssa Willicott. Willicott will get the easy two off the board. It's 11-8 ball game. Bobcats on top. Silver Lake pushing now on the right side. We'll get it up and in. A nice drive by Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman will get the two, and it's an 11-10 ball game. Silver Lake making a good job off that left side, and it was all Bruckman making the push. Here come the Bobcats now. Pass from Coffey, Madison Coffey, over to Caitlin Kumpke. Kumpke goes inside, blocked by Bruckman, and Silver Lake will get it back. Silver Lake now with a chance to get the lead back. Cammie Bruckman at the top. Shot at the buzzer goes Jenna Graybill. We'll get the three-pointer and give Silver Lake the lead at the end of the first quarter. 13-11 is our score. We'll take a quick break. Come back with second quarter action. High school basketball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLXUFM.com.
You can save hundreds of dollars off your heating bills if you've got an Amazablaze corn stove. And you can save hundreds more when you buy it via Easy Auction. Retail price at Motorsports Unlimited is $2,045. The opening Easy Auction bid is only $850. It can heat up to 2,000 square feet and has adjustable BTU control. It's safe, efficient, and a money saver. Bid on the Amazablaze Iroquois corn stove now at Easy Auction.
Log on to KLIQFM.com and click on Easy Auction.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter action underway. The Bobcats down by two with the ball now. Seeing Herrick pass inside, almost blocked around. Alyssa Willicott will get the shot. It's no good. Foul called. The shot went up from Maggie Coffey, and Maggie Coffey is going to be fouled in the process. She'll get the shot. Foul is going to be called, and the foul is on Bailey Morris. It'll be her second foul, Bailey Morris. For Silver Lake, shot coming up now, Maggie Coffey from the free throw line. Ball game tied up at 13. Boy, if the Bobcats have proved anything, shot goes in, it's good for Blue Hill. If the Bobcats have proved anything, it's the fact they can play with the Mustangs right now.
Yeah, and they're just playing a good job right now. They're really getting through the press defense so far. We haven't seen a lot of the press defense from Silver Lake. I'm wondering if Crow's going to turn it on here in the second quarter.
Silver Lake now pass inside from Jenna Graybill, goes inside to Chloe Gibson. Gibson dives for it, goes to the court. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Bobcats. Silver Lake will get it back, and it'll be Cammie Bruckman bringing it back inbound. Cammie Bruckman, a big part of this Mustang offense, racking up some points. Bruckman averages 18 points per ball game. She's got the ball now at the top of the key. Tries to work over to the right side to Gibson. Back to Bruckman, back to Gibson. Gibson goes across court, picks up Graybill. Graybill drives and then gives it up. Shot's going to go up. It's no good. Rebound by Bruckman. Bruckman will put it up for three. It's way over and picked up by the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Megan Coffey will get the defensive rebound, and she'll bring it back, working the right side against Jenna Graybill. Pass on the inside now to Willicott. Willicott's shot is up. It's no good. And Silver Lake will pick it up. Silver Lake now down by one, 14-13. Bobcats on top. Silver Lake trying to regain the lead now. Pass over to the right side, picked up by Graybill. Graybill works back to Bruckman. Bruckman now at the top of the key. A lot of room to work. Back to Graybill. Graybill passed underneath. Picked up nicely by Tim. Tim's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on Emily Hubble. It'll be her first. Her second.
Foul away from the shot there. Just a little blocking foul trying to prevent the easy bucket.
Absolutely. Three-point shot is way over the rim. Missed by Jenna Graybill, but the Silver Lake Mustangs will get the ball back. Grable now will work around, tries to get it inside, picks up Tim. Tim puts a shot up and in. Solid shot, and Silver Lake back up on top, 15-14. Bobcats now working the right side under double coverage is Maggie Coffey, and the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Bruckman of Silver Lake. So the Bobcats will get the ball back. 6:05 to go in the half. Inbound pass coming from Madison Coffey. Coffey makes a bounce pass over to Maggie Coffey. Maggie tries to go right side, can't get it. It's going to be blocked by Graybill. We'll pass it over to the top of the key. Now works its way around the edge to Maggie Coffey. Maggie goes baseline, roll, pick, shot is up. Ruckman's going to get the block, and she's going to get the rebound and get it back. Good effort by Cammie Bruckman. Back to the top of the key now. Bruckman working against Christine Herrick. Foul is going to be called. Silver Lake will get the ball back. Blocking foul is going to be called on Emily Hubble. I believe that's going to be her third.
That's just one of those mistakes. Teams tend to make this earlier on in the season. They're just not getting used to getting rotated over, getting their feet set, getting in position, and they tend to just get there a little bit too late, and we're going to see a lot of these blocking fouls early on in the season.
Absolutely. Hubble to the bench now for the Bobcats. Mustangs working around now, trying to feed it inside to Rufrick. Back outside. Shot goes from Graybill. It's no good. Graybill's going to get it. They're working around on the left side. Blocked up. Nice shot. Good effort on the inside by Caitlin Gumke for the Bobcats. It's going to be knocked down. I think Silver Lake's going to get it back. Foul is going to be called. Didn't see who it was on. Foul is going to be on number 35. That's going to be Christine Herrick. And that's enough to send Shelby Rufrick to the line. Rufrick now toes the line, puts it up and in for Silver Lake. They're up 16-14. Five team fouls for the Bobcats early on. Second shot is up and no good. And here come the Bobcats now. Bounce pass over, working the left side. Picked up by Christine Herrick. Herrick has some trouble off the dribble. Good pressure by Chloe Gibson. Shot goes up. It's no good. Bobcats get the rebound up, and in it goes from Caitlin Kupke. Kupke will tie it up at 16 with 4:55 to go in the first half. Around the left side now, the Mustangs working it. Rupprecht now is going to kick it back. Right back to Bruckman. Bruckman from the baseline is no good, and three-point land is going to be knocked out of bounds, and I think Blue Hill is going to get it back. They will. We're tied up at 16. A couple substitutes coming back in now for the Bobcats. Madison Coffey back in the ball game. She'll take over the inbound pass.
One of the big things early, success and staying with Silver Lake is their offensive rebounding ability. That's been huge, especially in the low post there. They're getting a lot of offensive rebounds that so far kept them in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You expected Silver Lake's offense to start opening up the score a little bit, but it's the Bobcat defense, actually, that's keeping things pretty tight on this side. The offense now working for the Bobcats as Christine Herrick works it around the left side, gives it to Madison Coffey. Coffey in a little bit of trouble now from Bruckman. Will make the pass over, picked up by Kumpke. Kumpke's going to dish off. It's going to go right back to Christine Herrick. Her shot is up and no good, but Madison Coffey was there for the shot. It's going to be fouled in the process, and I think Madison Coffey is going to go to the line. Four team fouls now for Silver Lake as the foul is called on Cammie Bruckman. It's her first. First shot is up and in from Madison Coffey, and she'll bring the Bobcats up on top by one, 17-16. Chance to stretch that right now. Shot is up on her second free throw. It's up and good. 18-16 is our score. Silver Lake battling back. It'll be Cammie Bruckman bringing it back, working it around now to the left side. Kayla Tim will kick it right back to Graybill. Graybill gives it back to Bruckman. Pass inside goes to Tim. Tim's going to be fouled as she tries to drive baseline. Nope, it's going to be knocked over and turned over. The Bobcats will get it back up by two, 18-16.
Rob, here comes that press, what we were talking about from Silver Lake, but she's able to get through it right there.
Yeah, Christine Herrick just actually steams past it, and at the far end of the court, the Mustangs will get it back. Cammie Bruckman will get the steal and work it back. Mustangs down by two. Brooklyn tries to drive. She's going to be blocked. She'll kick it back out. Pass inside now. The roof rack is no good. Rebound will go to the Bobcats. Picked up by Christine Herrick. Herrick now will work the right side. Chance for the Bobcats. Stretch this lead now. They're up by two. 18-16. Shot is up wide open. Christine Herrick, her shot is no good. Rebound goes to the Mustangs, and it'll be Candy Bruckman bringing it back. Bruckman across midcourt, goes to the top of the key, makes the dish over to Chloe Gibson. Gibson now works baseline with Rufrak. Rufrak back to Gibson. Back over to Bruckman now on the left side line. Pass inside. Good dish. Shot goes up. Three-pointer from Graybill is no good. Out of bounds it goes, and last touch by the Bobcats. Substitutions now. Back in the game is Maggie Coffey. Going to the bench will be Christine Herrick.
And you see what Silver Lake's trying to do right now offensively is get that inside-out three-pointer. They're driving inside, dishing it out to the outside for the three-pointer. They have not hit a three-pointer in this first half.
Not at all. And Silver Lake now trying to get back in it, down by two. Bruckman throws it up after driving. It's going to be picked up by the Bobcats. Good effort initially by Kumpke. Kumpke's going to throw it up. They're going to call her with a travel. And the Mustangs will get it right back. Inbound pass will come from Chloe Gibson, and it'll be Cammie Bruckman bringing it back as the Silver Lake Mustangs make a little defensive substitution now, down by two with 2:33 to go in the first half. Bruckman now works the right side, pushed over to Graybill, back to Bruckman, to Graybill, working the right side. Bruckman now throws it up for two. It's going to be off the backboard, no good. Rebound's going to go perfectly to Jenna Graybill. Graybill gets the rebound and puts it in. We're tied up at 18. Bobcats now trying to work inside. Wide open. Good pass and a good read. Alyssa Willicott had good post position and drops it in. Bobcats get the lead right back with 2 minutes to go in the first half now. Graybill pass inside to Rupprecht. Rupprecht's going to give it up. He's going to try to get it back. Shot goes up out of position. Was Gibson. And the Bobcats will get the rebound and a chance to stretch this lead now. Three-point shot is up off the back of the rim. Whistle blows. We're going to get a travel call. A little extracurricular activity from the referee.
He was just demonstrating how many steps she took when she walked.
And it was a lot of short steps. You got to hand it to him. Little theatrics here, but Cammie Bruckman will bring it back for Silver Lake, down by two with 1:30 to go in the first half. Pass over now to Graybill. Graybill works the right side, picks up Gibson. Gibson to Bruckman now on the right side. Bruckman will give it right back to Gibson. Pass inside and then right back to Bruckman. Bruckman tries to drive inside the paint, throws it up, bounce off the rim. Rebound's going to go to the Bobcats. Solid effort. Emily Harefield is in there. She's going to be called for the foul, more than likely, no.
Jump ball there.
Clean shot knocked out of bounds. It'll be a jump ball. And Silver Lake will get it down by two with 1:13 to go. Gibson bounce pass inside trying to get it to go. It's going to be finally picked up along the baseline. Fouled is going to be Chloe Gibson. Foul's going to be called on Maggie Coffey. Coffey will pick up her first. And it'll be enough to send Chloe Gibson to the line for the first time. Down by two are the Mustangs, and it'll stay that way after the first shot goes. As Gibson can't get it to drop, substitution now. Going to the bench for the Mustangs is Carmi Grigg. Back into the ballgame now, Bailey Morris. Shot goes up, Gibson's second is going to roll around. It's going to drop, and it'll make it a one-point ballgame. With a minute 5 to go in the first half, Bobcats now with the ball, working it up the right side. Coffey has it sealed from her. Bruckman's going to go up for the layup, and it's going to be up and in. And Silver Lake has the lead back up 21-20 with 50 seconds to go in the first half. Here come the Bobcats now, trying to work the left side. Double teamed is Madison Coffey. Working around the left side. Coffey's finally going to get it up. Madison Coffey rattles the iron. Rebound underneath. is going to be picked up and dropped in. Caitlin Kupke gets the point. And the Bobcats get the lead back with 27 seconds to go in the first half. Bruckman now works Gibson to the left side. Long pass over to Gibson. Gibson drives. Missed step. She's going to go down for him. We're going to get a jump ball called, and I think possession is going to go to Silver Lake. Check that to the Bobcats. Did not work out well for the Mustangs in that occasion. That's one of those situations that if you know where that possession arrow is pointing, you might want to kick that ball out and give someone else a shot at it. Bobcats now will have it, the chance to stretch their lead down to 5 seconds in the first half. Shot goes up. Harefield trying to work it inside as the clock will expire. Harefield would have done well to put that ball up, but we'll go to halftime with a 22-21 score. Blue Hill Bobcats up on top. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
With it, you get more Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hrbonic with you in a ball game that we expected a solid defensive effort from Silver Lake. And somehow the Bobcats have managed to work their way around it.
You're exactly right, Rob. And Blue Hill is working their way around the Keith Crow pressing defense in various different ways. Right now, the Blue Hill Bobcats have stayed in this game. They have the lead because of their ability to set the pace. They have set the pace. They have slowed the game down. They are not letting Silver Lake run up and down the court on them. And also, Blue Hill has done an excellent job in this game of boxing out. They are getting so many second and sometimes even third chance opportunities on the offensive board. And if Silver Lake wants to come back in this game, they are going to have to start boxing them out. It's going to be a battle on the boards. I honestly think that's where this game is going to be won and lost.
Well, and again, at the onset of this ball game, we expected a tough Silver Lake defense, and we have seen that. We have seen that 1-2-1-1 defense work very well. They have stifled the Bobcats on a number of occasions, but the Bobcats have been able to turn the tables and get some points up and stay with them and beat them because of their transition.
Yeah, they're, like I said, they're just doing it in different ways. I mean, When you've got a team that's going to come out and press defense you, and you know that's going to try to run the fast break, you're going to have to set the pace, slow it down, get the ball inside, and that's exactly what Blue Hill is doing right now. That being said, the Silver Lake defense, a couple things you notice, even when the point guard will pass, whether it be Coffey or Kumke, whether they pass him, You've seen Bruckman on a few occasions. She'll sneak up right behind you and steal the ball away and go on transition for them. Right now, Cammie Bruckman.
She's
the leading scorer right now in the game with 8 points. Tremendous vision at the guard position. She's able to get through, weave her way down in the post area and put up some easy layups. But one of the things for Silver Lake is you notice them. They've been working on trying to get, and this has been very successful for them in the past, is they're able to drive inside. They like to pass the ball outside and hit the three. Right now they are shooting 0 for 5 from three-point territory tonight, and that's been a big thing. That's why they can't stretch that lead out a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell that's part of Silver Lake's game plan initially. Cammie Bruckman doing a very good job of picking her opportunities on the inside, and they're making the most of those opportunities on the inside. But when they rely heavily on those three-point shots, they're not falling for Silver Lake.
And the opportunity that Blue Hill playing defensively is it's there for Silver Lake to make the shots. They're playing that 2-3 zone, which is going to put the Blue Hill defenders down low, and they're saying that Silver Lake's going to have to beat us from the outside. Right now, those shots aren't falling right now, and what we're seeing, Blue Hill doing a tremendous job of transition. They're getting the outlets. The outlets are moving. The point guards are moving before that ball gets rebounded right now. We're seeing a tremendous job from Blue Hill, both on the board, setting the pace. They came out in game plan for this one, and they're ready.
Well, that's what I like about Tim Strapp, the coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats. He's saying, if you're going to beat us from the outside. And when you start hitting those outside shots, then, you know, perhaps he'll change his game. He hasn't had to do that now.
Yeah,
he's put the challenge out there. He's laid down the gauntlet and said, do it. And so far, the Mustangs have not been able to do that.
That's exactly right. I mean, why change something if it's working right now? Blue Hill, they came out and they said, we're going to start with this defense. We know how Silver Lake likes to shoot the ball from the outside. We know that's a part of their game plan. Right now, Silver Lake's not hitting the shots. Blue Hill hasn't had to change a thing from their game plan started off. And right now, that's reflecting on the scoreboard.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the Allens of Hastings halftime show, we'll break down some of these individual statistics, find out who's got what points and who's in foul trouble as we are at halftime. And the Blue Hill Bobcats are ahead to the Silver Lake Mustangs 22-21 at halftime. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including checking accounts, personal loans, IRA accounts, auto loans, and saving accounts. South Central State Bank also offers internet banking and online bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. The South Central State Bank gives its full support to the local area sports teams. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
Halls Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Halls Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Halls Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Halls Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Halls Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Halls Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you as we witness the Silver Lake Mustangs taking on the girls of the Blue Hill Bobcats 22-21 in favor of the Blue Hill girls. And some of our top scorers are kind of a twist on what we expected.
Yeah, you're kind of right, Rob. One of the things we did expect, from Silver Blue Hill was their production off the bench. We've seen that. Maggie Coffey, she's got 6 points right now. She's shooting, shooting 2 for 2 from the three throw line, which I believe is one of the most underrated stats in basketball. When you get on that free throw line, you got to hit those shots. She's 2 for 2 right now. Herrick is, she has 4 points as well. Alyssa Willicott, one of the names we expected to tip up big so far, has. She has 6 points, and she's joined by one of the players that came off the bench, Kumpke, has 6 points as well. For Silver Lake, we kind of expected this. Cammy Bruckman, she has 8 points. She's their leading scorer. Shelby Ruprecht has shot 1 for 1 from, or 1 for 2 from the free throw line. She has 1 point. Gibson is 1 for 2 from the free throw line as well. Silver Lake as a whole is shooting 2 for 4 from the line. 1 point there for Gibson. Kayla Tim, another solid job inside. She has 6 points. And Grable has 5 points as well. In foul trouble right now, one of the things we're going to have to watch is Hubble for Blue Hill. I believe Emily Hubble has 3 fouls.
Yep.
And Bailey Morris, one of the key runners at the point guard position for Silver Lake, she has 2 fouls. So she's going to have to be very careful here in the early moments of the second half.
Yeah, and that's Bailey Morris, one of the top defenders, if you will, in that 1-2-1-1 defense for Silver Lake. So Bailey Morris gets them to too much foul trouble. You'll be watching Keith Hurwicz into that bag of tricks.
Yeah, and you're going to see that when you run that kind of a press defense, the tendency, especially early on, like we've said, this being very early on in the basketball season, is to reach a little bit too much. You know, overdo it, over-anticipate, get a little bit over-aggressive, and that's why she's in foul trouble at this point, just simple reaching fouls.
All right, that's your Allens of Hastings halftime show. We'll get to third quarter action. Most immediately, it's the Bobcats up on top, 22-21, Silver Lake now with possession. As we quickly get back into third quarter action, working now, Bailey Morris to Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman now back to Morris. Morris eyes that defense from the top of the key, getting a lot of room from the Bobcats. Pass inside now to Kayla Tim. Tim's going to kick it right back out. Three-point shot is going to be up and no good from Bailey Morris. Rebound's going to go to the Bobcats. Dribbled off the foot now of Christine Herrick. Turnover and a cherry-picking shot opportunity. Good for the Mustangs. Kayla Tim racks up 2 points, and the Mustangs will have the lead back now here early in the second half, 23-22. Bobcats now trying to slow things down. Pass inside. It's going to be no good to Coffey. Coffey's going to have her pocket picked by the Mustangs, and working it back will be Bailey Morris for the Mustangs. Silver Lake up on top by one, 23-22. Bruckman from the inside, just a foot inside the paint, no good. She'll get her own rebound as it bounces around outside. Morris makes the pass over now to Gibson. Shot from Ruprecht is going to be up from three-point land, but it's a foul. Foul's going to be called on Madison Coffey. And that'll send Shelby Ruprecht to the line. Ruprecht will go to the line now. Off a three-pointer. She'll get two. Shot is up from Ruprecht. First one, no good. Silver Lake up on top. Ruprecht averaging 7 points per game. Second shot's going to go up and in. She'll get one more as Silver Lake extends their lead now. Up by two, 24-22 with one shot remaining. Ruprecht mostly noted for her defense. Will take the third one, and it's a 25-22 ball game. Silver Lake up on top. Bobcats now working now around the right side. Herrick will pass around to the top of the key, pushed over by Hubble. Hubble goes underneath. Shot's going to be partially blocked from Herrick, and will finally go in. 25-24. Bobcats drawing within one. Silver Lake trying to extend that lead up by one. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Just underway here in the second half. Pass underneath now to Bruckman. Bruckman's over on the right side. She'll kick it back out to Morris. Pass will go back over to Gibson. Gibson works inside to Ruprecht. Back to Bruckman. Bruckman will drive inside the paint. She's going to be fouled. Silver Lake will get it back. Foul's going to be called on Maggie Coffey. I believe that's going to be her second. Silver Lake will get it back now, still with a one-point lead. Ruckman now drives inside the paint, throws it up underneath. Low percentage shot does not go. Rebound's going to go to the Bobcats. Ruckman decided she was not going to fight for it. Save herself a foul, and the Bobcats now will have to work for it. Pass inside, heavy shot to Willicott. Willicott will tuck back underneath. Shot from the three-point line is no good from Eric. Rebound will go to the Mustangs. Pushed up ahead to Ruprecht. Ruprecht now looks it over to Bruckman. Bruckman puts it down to the paint. Inside, her drive is no good. Left-handed shot was no good, but she's going to pick up the foul in the process. I think Blue Hill's going to get this ball back. Foul is going to be on Silver Lake. It'll be on Bruckman. Bruckman will be her second foul. Is that correct?
Yep.
Second foul for Bruckman. She'll go to the bench.
Yeah, Bruckman obviously frustrated right now. The last two trips she's had down the lane had an easy layup to look at, and she's missed both the bunnies. Can't do that. She's sitting on the bench next to Crow.
Absolutely. So you can imagine she's going to be getting an earful. Bobcats now working to try to get the lead back. They're down by one. Pass over to the inside, down to the top of the key to Coffey. Coffey, Madison Coffey, is going to be working around the left side. She'll give it back out to the top of the key to Hubble. Hubble gets in trouble. Good pressure right away. Kumpke now will pass to the inside. It's going to be shot from Kumpke. No good. Picked up by the Mustangs. Mustangs will come back. Ruprecht's going to put it up for the easy two. And the Mustangs extend their lead. 27-24. We're going to get a timeout for Blue Hill. Tim Streff wants to talk about it. We'll take a quick break as well. 27-24 is our score. The Mustangs of Silver Lake on top of the Bobcats. High school basketball on the Breeze. 94.5. KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Silver Lake up on top here at home against the Blue Hill Bobcats, up by 3, 27-24. Bobcats will have the ball on the inbound pass. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Chloe Gibson to reset it for the Bobcats. Trying to bring it in now is Madison Coffey. This time they'll work it past. Bringing it up now, Caitlin Kumpke. Kumpke is going to turn it over. Is that an over and back or a push?
Yeah, a little push off that offensive point guard. She's just trying to get away right now. Silver Lake going back to that 1-2-1-1 defense. Tried to get away, pushed off just a little bit, and that's going to be her second foul.
It's that initial contact that got the foul, so Silver Lake catches the break. Ruprecht will bring it back in to Bailey Morris. Morris now back to Bruckman. Over to the right side, pass to Gibson. Underneath is no good from Kayla Tim. Rebound to go to the Bobcats. They had an opportunity. Christine Herrick was bursting her way down court, but was unseen by the Bobcats, so they'll have to slow things down now. Down by three, pass inside, working off the post. Willicott throws it up. It's no good. Ruprecht with the rebound, thrown right back. Morris is going to drive and should dish it off at the last second. It's going to go knocked out of bounds, and I think the Bobcats are going to get it back. Nope, it's going to go to Silver Lake. Silver Lake will have the ball as the ball was knocked out of bounds. Mustangs up on top by three with 3:59 to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass from Bruckman over to Morris now. Morris at the top of the key. Back to Bruckman. Bruckman back to Morris, working now around the right side, picked up by Graybill. Graybill's three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound will go to Madison Coffey of the Bobcats. Bobcats now, chance to narrow this gap, down by three, 27-24. Hard pass inside off the backboard. Solid shot. Alyssa Willicott was there to drop it home and bring the Bobcats within one. 27-26 with 3:28 to go in the third quarter.
Morris now works to Ruprecht on that left side. To Bruckman. Bruckman now on the left side, right back in the hands of Morris. Morris will give it back to Graybill. Graybill to Ruprecht now, working that right side. Ruprecht puts it down, then gives it right back up. Morris now working around to the left side, inside to Timms. Timms going to kick it right back out. And the Mustangs will try to reload up by one, 27-26. Kayla Timm looking for some help. We'll find it in Bailey Morris to Bruckman, right back to Gibson, inside to Ruprecht. Ruprecht is going to kick it right back out to Morris. Morris now, as the Mustangs try to reset things defensively, slow the pace down a little bit. Working now on the right side to Gibson. Gibson shakes off a defender, kicks it back to Morris. Well beyond three-point lane, and down it goes. Bailey Morris makes it a three-point shot. That's the first three-pointer that Silver Lake has had, and they're up by 4, 30-26. Maggie Coffey now working for the Bobcats, trying to get that back in it. Herrick makes the pass inside. Right-handed layup from Kumpke's no good. Rebound will go to the Mustangs. Morris will hustle it back up. She's going to try to go with the right-handed layup. It's going to be no good. Foul's going to be called. No shot. Foul will be on the Bobcats. Foul's going to be on Alyssa Willicott. I think that's her first in the ballgame. It is. Willicott, a very solid defensive player, picks up her first personal foul with 2:02 to go in the third quarter. High pass picked up nicely by Morris. Pushed inside. Turnaround jump shot is going to go bouncing around, and then it's going to drop in by Carney Grigg. Grigg's going to get it to go, and that's one of those bench players that the Mustangs needed to step up. They're up now by 6, 32-26. Bobcats now working it on their end. Three-point shot is up. It's going to be off the rim. No good from Maggie Coffey. Rebound's going to go to the Mustangs. Bruckman's going to bring it up. Toss it around to Morris on the right side now. To Graybill. Back to Morris. Over to Bruckman. Bruckman for three. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound's going to go to the Bobcats. Good position, good effort by Willicott for the Bobcats now. Down by six, trying to cut into this here in the third quarter. Three-point shot for the Bobcats. It's going to go. Caitlin Kumpke comes up big. 32-29 now. Our score with 105 in the third quarter as the Bobcats trying to nibble in to that Mustang lead. Graybill returns the favor on the right side and gets it to go. Good shot. Jenna Graybill off the bench picks up a solid three. It's 35-29, six-point lead for the Mustangs. Good pressure. Shot's going to be picked off. Picking the pocket is Graybill. Graybill goes up for the easy two and gets it to go. Jenna Graybill did that all by herself. Good shot defensively as she picks the pocket. Gets the steal, gets the two, and then hustles back, knocks it out of bounds. Bobcats will get it back. Timeout's going to be called. Nope, just substitution.
Yep, substitution. Get some fresh faces on the floor. Get some rest for your starters there.
Bobcats will have the ball. It's going to be knocked away. There's a defensive play. A Blue Hill will get it back. And then back the other way off the backboard. Shot goes up from Emily Harefield. She's going to be fouled in the process. And the Bobcats will go to the line. Foul's going to be on Chloe Gibson. Gibson with her first foul will send Emily Harefield to the line. She'll rattle the iron short. 37-29. Back in the ballgame for the Mustangs, Kayla Timm, the 5'9 senior, will take that post position across from Shelby Ruprecht as the shot from Emily Harefield goes up. This one's going to be too deep. Ruprecht can't get the rebound. Bobcats will get it. And a good opportunity for Blue Hill. Tough defense. Maggie Coffey finally works her way through it, gets it out to Madison Coffey. Shot from the post line is going to be well short. Ruprecht will go up and get the rebound for the Mustangs. Up down by 8, 37-29 at the buzzer. Shot so good from the Mustangs. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Our score, 37-29.
to 29. We'll take a quick break, come back with fourth quarter action in high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. In the first half, it had no three-pointers. Now, all of a sudden, we're popping it up here in the second half, 37-29, Silver Lake extending their lead.
Yeah, I think the shooters might be getting a little bit warmed up there, Rob. Grable hitting two big three-pointers, Morris with the other. And then on the Blue Hill side of things, we saw Kumke hit one as well.
Blue Hill Bobcats are going to have to start taking some more shots from the distance. They've got the ball now at the top of the key to Herrick. Herrick now makes the pass over to Hubble. Down by eight. Shot is up and no good from Madison Coffey. Rebound will go to the Mustangs of Silver Lake. Pushed up to Bruckman. Bruckman's inside. Shot is no good. Ruprecht will get the rebound. Bounce around. It's no good. The Bobcats will get it back as a couple of players hit the ground. Rebound will go to Madison Coffey. Stoppage of play. Didn't quite see what happened. The ball got knocked out of bounds. Conversation between Tim Streff and the official. Bobcats will get it. Streff not happy with the call, whatever it was. Bobcats down by 8, 37-29, 7:20 to go in the ball game.
I think he might have thought that Menger's got a little bit too much of Coffey's hand on that last exchange there when they knocked the ball out of bounds.
Pass over to the right side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and the Bobcats will turn over the ball. Mustangs will get it back. It'll be Bailey Morris bringing it back now across midcourt. Bruckman passes to her right, to Bruckman now. Bruckman right back to Morris. Morris works to the left side, picked up by Gibson. Over to Bruckman, to Morris. Back to Morris now. Morris goes inside to Ruprecht. Bruckman kicks it back out to Morris. Morris for three, and she was about 3 feet beyond that three-pointer, that three-point line, and nails it. 40-29, Silver Lake starting to pull away here in the fourth quarter. Bobcats now trying to battle back. Are going to have to answer quick. And listen, while Willicott gets the shot, it's no good from Herrick. Mustangs will get the rebound. Down now by 11. Mustangs trying to extend that 11-point lead. Bruckman back to Morris. Back to Bruckman, three-point shot. It's up and in, and Bruckman starts to catch fire. And, boy, that's dangerous when you've got Morris and Bruckman starting to catch fire. And now we're going to get a timeout from Tim Streff. We'll stay with you.
Shooters are coming alive right now for Silver Lake. This is what they did not. They were not able to get going in the first half. They are really working that offense right now. Shooters are starting to catch fire. And now we're seeing the benefits that they are really pulling away from
Blue
Hill.
Well, Blue Hill had done a lot of, you know, been pretty successful in the first half by letting the three-pointers go. And now those three-pointers of Silver Lake are starting to find their range and starting to get it. So Blue Hill's going to have to extend that coverage. And I'll bet that's what Tim Streff is talking about right now.
And I think it's just a matter of rotating over. You got to be a little bit closer to the shot. Menger has that space. Now, granted, if you're a defensive player and you're sitting 3 feet outside the three-point line, you're going to go ahead and let him give that shot. But she's made two of them from about that same distance right there, about 3 feet away from the three-point line.
We're talking about NCAA, borderline NBA range.
But you cannot, as a defensive player, if you know more, Pittsburgh, you can't let her have that shot because she'll hit him.
Well, you definitely have to challenge her, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they're just not coming up on the line right now. On the Blue Hill offensive side of things, they're not scoring with Silver Lake right now. They are not. I think really right now Blue Hill's shot selection has been poor in the second half.
Well, I think now they're starting to see that lead slip away, so they're trying more to work that ball on the outside, and they're just not getting those opportunities. So they need to adjust defensively, first of all. Secondly, don't worry about the big three-point shot. Take those inside shots. Get those easy twos. And watch those points start to rack up. Blue Hill's going to get an opportunity now to tighten things up as we get back underway after the timeout. Tough defense by Silver Lake now. The Bobcats will kick it back out. It'll be Madison Coffey from the top of the key. Works around to the left side to Megan Coffey. Tries to get it underneath. Ball is going to be knocked away and picked up by Caitlin Kumpke. Kumpke's going to have her ball knocked away, and the Mustangs will pull it back. Cammie Brunson works her way on the left side. It's going to be fouled. No shot is called. She will not go to the line as the Bobcats, that was their fifth foul. So Bruckman now will kick it back out to Gibson. Gibson now at the top of the key. To Morris. Morris down to Bruckman. Back over now on the left side to Morris. Morris now putting it to the court. Behind her back pass, getting good defensive coverage from Christine Herrick. Will kick it back out. Pass underneath the roof rack. Quick passing now. Underneath Tim. Spins, fires off the rim. Don't know how that didn't go, but the Bobcats will get it back. With 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, the Bobcats now are down considerably. Trying to work the right side, driving inside. That lane was wide open. And Caitlin Kupke will get the two and make it a 12-point ball game.
Nice little drive there from Kupke. Had the outside baseline, just took it right around and into the basket.
Mustang now on top by 12, 43-31, with 4:30 to go. Pass underneath down the baseline. Shot is no good. Foul called on the Bobcats. And to the line, it would appear, will be Bailey Morris. Still have not seen who the indication of the foul is going to be on Christine Herrick. And I believe that's going to be her second. Shot is up from Morris, bounces off the back of the rim, no good. Still 43-31, a 12-point lead for the Mustangs. Trying to extend it now, Morris. Second shot is short and no good, and Blue Hill's going to get the rebound as it's knocked out of bounds by Silver Lake. 4:30 to go. Bobcats running out of time, down by 12. Pushed up the right side, looked for a lot of solid three-pointers. Coffey now makes a drive inside. We're going to get a travel. That was an easy one to call. Kumpke had the ball, took two steps, and then put it to the court.
I was kind of waiting for the ref to see there how many steps he takes. I was waiting for his little demonstration, but didn't do it that time.
He didn't do the double step that time. He's not quite as animated as we're well into the ball game. But the Mustangs now, Rupprecht inside the paint, will throw it up. It's going to go off the back of the rim. Rebound will go to the Bobcats. 4 minutes to go. Coffey now works it around the left side. Inside pass now from Maggie Coffey. It's going to go up and in. And it's a 10-point ball game. 43-33. Mustangs now taking their time. Bailey Morris now works her way to the top of the key. She'll kick back to Bruckman. Bruckman's going to drive on the left side wide open. Good pick, good set, good read by Cammie Bruckman to get the 2 points. 45-33. Foul's going to be called on the other end from the Bobcats. Foul's going to be called on Kayla Tim, I believe. Tim, now, that's her first, isn't it?
Yeah, first off in there.
Yeah, Kayla Tim. Foul, we're going to get a timeout called. It's a short one. We'll stay with you. 3:31 to go, 45-33. Kind of an interesting twist in this second half here.
Yeah, one of those battles, two halves, Rob. You see right now the confidence, though. When Silver Lake started to hit a few of those shots, they started to pull a little bit. Now their defensive pressure is just that much more intense. They're doing a much better job at rotating over, getting in front of those passing lanes. They're doing a really good job of forcing turnovers. They get those passing lanes. They're not allowing Blue Hill to get into the offensive rebounds, is what Blue Hill's success was early on in the first half. A lot of defensive rebounds here in the second half for Silver Lake.
3:31 to go. It's a 12-point lead for Silver Lake. Bobcats will go to the line. Christine Herrick will have her shot. Two shots. Her first shot is up and through. Nothing but net from Christine Herrick. 5'7" senior to the line now. Makes it an 11-point golf ball game. We'll call it. We'll keep it at that. Rebound from the second shot is no good. It'll go to the Mustangs, and Bailey Morris will work it back for the Mustangs now with an 11-point lead, 3:20 to go. Bruckman down to Ruprecht. Ruprecht, her first three-point shot, rattles the iron, no good. Morris with the board. Into the crowd she goes. Out of bounds it goes, and one of the bystanders got a shoulder full of Bailey Morris. Bobcats will get the ball off the turnover. 45-34 is our score. 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Bobcats down with the ball. Shot is up. It's going to be short. No good from Madison Coffey. Foul's going to blow on the rebound. And I think it's a sloppy foul. Knocked out of bounds?
Yeah, just knocked out of bounds there. It looked like an over-the-back call at first, but just out of bounds call.
That was my first thought, but Bobcats will retain possession now and try to work things around. On to the right side now, Christine Herrick getting good pressure. Pass inside, off the backboard, and good from Melissa Willicott. Willicott gets it to go, and I think we're going to get a Blue Hill timeout. Tim Streff seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. 45-36 in our inaugural basketball game on The Breeze. Glad to have you with us. Silver Lake up significantly as we wind down this first game. The boys' game will follow. Silver Lake working it inside. Shot is going to be up and no good. Bobcats will get the rebound and bring it back as the clock's now starting to become a big factor. Bobcats' three-point shot is up. It's no good from Madison Coffey. Mustangs will get the fourth. Bailey Moore slows the pace down for Keith Crow's Silver Lake Mustangs. Tim makes the pass over to Bruckman. Bruckman now will hold it.
I'm surprised not a lot of ball pressure here from Blue Hill right now.
No, not at all. And you think with 2 minutes to go that the Bobcats would be picking it up. Good save by Bruckman as the ball was almost knocked away. Bobcats now starting to tighten things up as Ruprecht works now. Bruckman at the top of the key. Kicks it back over to Morris. Morris will make the give to Gibson. Gibson to Tim. Tim now holding.
Back to Ruprecht.
Ruprecht tries to go inside. Down to Renee she goes. Ball's going to be taken by Alyssa Willicott of the Bobcats, and they'll push it back with 1:20 to go. The 9-point ball game. Bobcats now working the line, and it's going to be stepped out of bounds. Madison Coffey tried to go baseline around Morris, and Morris drives her out of bounds with 1:15 to go in the ball game.
Very costly turnover there for Blue Hill.
Yeah, you got to figure that's probably the ball game for the Bobcats. If everything was going to go their way. Crowd wanted a foul now as Gibson's going to be pushed away. I think she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Nope,
no,
it's going to be a defensive foul.
Yeah, be holding there on Blue Hill. Blue Hill trying to force the foul. They want to stop that clock and try to get some possession. And she sat there two or three times to try and foul, and the ref didn't call it.
Yeah, Cammy Bruckman will go to the line. It was kind of a weak intention if it's an intentional foul. If you're going to foul someone, foul them.
That's what I was always told.
Shot from Bruckman goes up and in, and the lead now extends to 10, 46-36 with 1:02 to go. When we get back, Bruckman will have another shot from the charity stripe. Her shot is up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to the Bobcats. Lead remains 10. Under a minute to play now in the ball game, working around the left side. And the Bobcats trying to stay to their original game. And this is one of those moments that you're like, you get the 3-point open, take it. Just like Caitlin Gumpke did, and the shot was no good. Silver Lake now taking their time, bringing it across. 35 seconds to go in the ball game. Silver Lake now looking pretty solid. Morris now will hold it. Clock down to 25. Bobcats a little lax.
I think they're just going to sit on this one, Rob.
On their defense, yeah, absolutely. There's no point. Chloe Gibson now to Ruprecht. Ruprecht now finally gets some pressure. Gets it back to Morris. Morris takes it back to about midcourt. She'll take her way off the pick and get it across now. Morris now will make the pass inside to Tim. Tim now getting some pressure as the clock runs up. We'll go with a 46-36 win over the Bobcats. Solid play by the Mustangs. And again, it's that defense that comes alive in that second half. We're going to talk all about it. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll kind of break down this first game, take a little pause on our Silver Learning Center postgame show, then we'll hit the stage for the boys coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy? Disappointment? Confusion? Shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Just Teasin' is your family hair center in Roseland. For cuts, perms, coloring, styles, and much more, call Julie for an appointment. 756-6445. Just Teasin' proudly supports the Silver Lake teams, athletes, and coaches, and wishes them good luck and good sportsmanship. Just Teasin' thanks its customers for their continued support, and Julie wishes everyone a merry and safe holiday season and a happy new year. For your appointment, call 756-6445. Just Teasin' on Main Street in Roseland.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
And welcome back to Roseland for the Sylvan Leonard Learning Center post-game show. Tyson Ebronik back with you, taking a look at some of the stats as we just saw the Silver Lake girls win victoriously 46 36-36, a 10-point win for the Lady Mustangs over the Bobcats. Taking a look at some of the stats leading the way for Silver Lake, once again, Cammie Bruckman. We said she was going to be a big name, and she was. She had 16 points in the ball game. Also leading the Silver Lake Lady Mustangs, Bailey Morris. She put up 8 points. She also had three rebounds there in the second half, and it was a very crucial spot for the rebound. It was Grable coming off the bench.
Jenna Grable, yep.
Yep, Jenna Grable coming off the bench, and she provides a spark in a big way because she really helped that three-point shot. She was able to get those three-point shots. She ends up the game or ends the game with 8 points. Kayla Tim as well, big job on the boards for her when they needed her in that second half to get some of those rebounds. We were talking about it a little bit earlier. Blue Hill controlled the boards in the first half. In that second half, it was Kayla Tim getting some of those boards. She also finishes the game with 8 points. Now on the side for Blue Hill, one of the sparks off the bench, which was kind of exciting to see, was Caitlin Kumke came off the bench. She provided the Bobcats with 14 points and 2 boards there in the second half. We saw Alyssa Wilcott. She also finished in double figures with 12 points. Maggie Coffey running the point guard, finishes the game with 6 points. And it was Herrick, Christine Herrick. She finishes the game with 4 points for the Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not disappointed in the Blue Hill Bobcats. They're a solid team. When they get their full starters back, you can add some points, you know, to their total. It was a good game plan by Tim Strapp. He tried to do the best that he could with what he had. He had some good players come off the bench to make some points and make it a close game. And at the end of the first half, you know, it could have went either way.
And that's one of those things, Rob. And I kind of figured this. I thought it might happen. When the Blue Hill Bobcats came out there, they have a 1-point lead in the second half. Right now, they're just not healthy enough. They don't have that bench production. Silver Lake was able to go to their bench plenty of times, get some fresh legs in there. You saw Blue Hill kind of get wore down offensively. They started throwing up some shots that just shouldn't have been done. I mean, shot selection was, in the second half, it ill-advised on a few occasions. They started making some just lazier fouls. But, you know, for early on in the season, and given the team they had to put together without two of their main starters, on the offensive side of the ball, I thought Blue Hill played a tremendous game tonight.
Yeah, well, and absolutely. And I don't want to take it away from Silver Lake also, because we knew Silver Lake from the onset, their defense was going to be the deciding factor in this ball game. Offensively, you know what, they're there. They're a solid team. They can do what they got to do, but defensively is where they excel, and that's why they push so far into the postseason.
It really was, and we didn't start to see that defense start to kick into high gear until the second half, where they were starting to finally able to force turnovers, build up their lead just a little bit more. You know, we saw it a little bit in the first half, but in the second half, what happened was when they started getting those steals, when they started putting the pressure on, you saw the confidence build up for the Silver Lake team, and that just gave them more confidence on the offensive side of the ball. I'll tell you, when you're more confident, when you're playing well, those shots seem to fall so much easier for you as an offensive player.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of that comes back to the coach, too. You look at Keith Throw, he's a longtime coach, solid player. I mean, the game is chess, not checkers. And I would not want to play chess against Keith Throw. I think I said that before. He's a solid player, and I think, I'm not going to try to read his mind, but I think we're looking at two different game plans, first half and second half. That switch is what made the difference, because Silver Lake came out and they played with the Bobcats that first half. It was a close dip and tuck game, and then all of a sudden Keith Throw went back to the A game, and look at the Mustangs, just started to get some good 3-point shots. They got some good rallies going, and that defense held.
Well, you know, what do you do when you're the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats head coach? When you're sitting there at halftime with a 1-point lead, you're not really going to try to change anything, because what you put together is working for you. Now, Keith Crow was able to make those second half adjustments. Now, granted, I mean, they still ran their basic offensive formation. They still ran that very pressing, very tenacious defense that they often run. But they were able to mix things up a little bit more. I thought that Keith Crow did a tremendous job tonight in mixing up his bench players, getting the fresh legs on when he needed to. And you just saw that worked out so much better for Silver Lake in the end.
We're going to try to get Keith Crow to come up here for a quick interview and see what's going on. But right now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll recap kind of what we've seen for the girls and see what the rest of the schedule looks like for both of these ball clubs. So stay with us. We've got the boys' basketball coming up here next, Silver Lake at, or Blue Hill, rather, at Silver Lake. How about that? We'll have that coming up for you. Stand by for some solid basketball action. It's high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with 4 pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you, wrapping up a ball game that saw the Silver Lake Mustangs, last year's state runner-up, runners-up, I think is the correct terminology, if you will. 46-36, a 10-point win over the Blue Hill Bobcats, and I've got to tell you, the schedule doesn't look any easier for any of these ball clubs.
You're exactly right, Rob. We're going to turn to Silver Lake first because they are getting right back to a tough opponent right away. They have a 3-1 Kennesaw. They got to go on the road to Kennesaw. Now, Kennesaw was a team that knocked off Blue Hill right off the bat in the early season with a 43-56 Kennesaw to 43-56 win over Blue Hill earlier. And then they've got the undefeated Shelton Bulldogs coming in. 4-0 in Class B2 as well. Now for Blue Hill, you look on paper, and granted there's no easy games on paper. They have to play C1, Grand Island Central Catholic right away. Not a very easy task for them. C1, Red River then next. And then they're going to get a little bit of a break here according to the schedule. They got Red Cloud and Franklin. Might be a little bit of a break for them there. But then they turn around, and in the month of January, in late months, when your team has to be hitting it hot, they're playing the tough opponents, which I think is going to be good for them. They're going to be playing Sandy Creek, Lawrence, Nelson, and Shelton, all undefeated right in a row. 3 big games right in a row.
So pretty solid schedule all the way. The Silver Lake Mustangs improve on the night to a perfect 4-0, and the Blue Hill Bobcats drop to 1-4, and a tough start for that Bobcat season. But there's a lot of improvement to be made, and certainly a lot of opportunity for the Blue Hill Bobcat girls to get back into it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll set the stage for the boys' game. Game coming up. It's the Blue Hill Bobcats at the Silver Lake Mustang boys' matchup coming up on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has office in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.